And welcome to Focus on the Delaware Valley. I'm Laura Lewis, and with me today from the American Heart Association, Delaware, we have its executive director, David Morris, and Mark Mumford. He is chief executive for Nemours Children's Hospital and the Wilmington Heart Walk Chair. And welcome, guys. Welcome.
Thanks
for having us.
David, you're on so often. I think I can do the show now without you. So you want me to do it? But I love you, and anyone who listens to this show knows that the American Heart and Stroke Association basically saved my life over the summer, and it's an amazing organization. So let's let you tell us about it right now.
You know, obviously we talk about this a lot, Laura, and love. Thank you for sharing your story last time we talked. That was really great to hear about that, and the fact that we had an impact on you, even a little bit. Really important. But we're going to call 911 next time, right?
Yeah.
That's what we agreed on, right? Okay, good. Okay. Well, you know, obviously heart disease, number one cause of death around the world, in the United States, and right here in Delaware. Stroke, we're also the American Stroke Association, which often gets lost. Stroke is the number two cause of death around the world. It's number five in the United States, but it's actually number three here in the state of Delaware. And, you know, we have made it our mission to be a relentless force for a world of longer, healthier lives. You know, stroke also is the number one leading cause of long-term disability in around the world, in the United States and here in Delaware. So, you know, it's thanks to amazing partners like everybody at WJBR and the media group and you know, incredible leaders like Mr. Mumford, who are willing to step up and lead the charge for us and get the word out about cardiovascular disease and stroke and help us raise important funds to save lives in our local community here.
Here in Delaware, we just have so many issues. I mean, we're looking at the economic loss through heart disease and long-term care for someone after a stroke. This really impacts you long beyond the original incident. David?
Yeah, you're right, Laura. I mean, this is a huge deal. And, you know, it's not, I think you mentioned something really important there. It's not just the effect that it has and the impact on the individual themselves, you know, if they are fortunate enough to survive. But, you know, cardiovascular disease and really in particular stroke have a huge impact on the family and their loved ones and caring for those folks. You know, we had our first ever statewide stroke summit here down in Sussex County. And rather than gearing that summit for clinicians and neurologists and physicians, you know, we really geared that towards the community and, you know, took them on the journey of what it means for someone to have a stroke, you know, from the time that they suffer, what leads up to it, and the time that they suffer the incident, to what happens when they're in the ambulance, to getting treated at the hospital, to care that they receive. And then, you know, also we had some amazing presenters from Jefferson and the University of Delaware talk about research that we've invested in at both those institutions regarding rehabilitation and care and advancements. So, you know, the important thing was that it was filled with family members and loved ones who care for those folks that are impacted by stroke and, frankly, heart disease, too.
And living with these diseases, too, it puts an onus on you. I mean, it hampers your ability to work, to enjoy life. It does, and it does, in fact, impact the entire family. So who's getting heart disease? Who is likely to have a stroke?
You know, I hate to say this, Laura, but really it's everyone. You know, everyone can be impacted by both cardiovascular disease and stroke. You know, and I'm sure Mark can speak to this in a little bit, but, you know, there are just so many children now that are born with congenital heart defects that get great, great care here in the state of Delaware at Nemours. You know, we are seeing through the pandemic, you know, more and more young people having strokes. We're not taking care of ourselves. And I think that's what the leading cause is. Now, you know, 80% of cardiovascular disease and stroke can be avoided. You can really prevent it through, you know, eating right, living right, knowing your numbers, controlling your blood pressure, not smoking, things like that. Getting sleep, that is a new one that we've added now. You know, but some of it's just not controllable. Some of it just runs in our family tree. You know, it's based on our age, our ethnicity. You know, for me personally, I mean, I you know, exercise a lot. I try to eat okay. You know, I try to take care of myself, manage my weight. But, you know, I had undiagnosed hypertension, which is a leading cause of cardiovascular disease and stroke. And had I not been fortunate enough to sort of be educated on this, I'm not sure I'd be talking to you right now, Laura, you and Mark. So, you know, it's a matter of just like knowing what goes into it. And I think it's something that everybody needs to be aware of, not just the older population.
Mark, if you didn't hear that show that David and I did back in April, I had a cardiac arrest. And while they were trying to figure out what happened to me there, they discovered that I had aneurysm. So I was trying to hit both angles of the heart and stroke association in one evening. But it was our discussions earlier that talked about the symptoms and knowing the signs of a heart attack and stroke and the differences, especially in a woman, that led me to go to the emergency room. And Mark, I thank David very, very well after that.
Yeah. And look, it's one of the reasons that here at Nemours, we try really hard to educate families, right, about the importance of eating healthy, as David said, about exercise, avoiding sugary drinks, knowing your numbers, your family history, and so forth. Because look, if we can start young, right, and develop those healthy habits, we know that it will lead to a healthier life for these children. And so, you know, we are committed to that. We are dedicated to that. And we'll do everything that we can to help raise the healthiest generations of kids, which heart is a very important part of that.
David, I know that education is one of the pillars of the American Heart and Stroke Association's mission. Do you want to talk a little bit about what you do?
Absolutely. So, you know, we one of the coolest things that we do at the Heart and Stroke Association is what we call the Kids Heart Challenge, actually. You know, this is where we are in countless Delaware schools, just working with kids in grades K through 12 to educate them on living a healthy life. And I actually was really happy to hear Ms. Mumford mention that as well with their patients. You know, it's about, you know, don't smoke or vape, consume water, get exercise, you know, lead a heart healthy life. And that really trickles down into the entire family then. You know, I will never forget my kids coming home from an assembly that they had for the Kids Heart Challenge. It used to be called Jump Rope for Heart. For the listeners out there, you might remember that a lot of us participated in that. It's now called the Kids Heart Challenge. But my kids came home one day and I was making dinner and they were like, where's the color on our plate? And I was like, what did you say? And they're like, where's the color on our plate, Dad? And I was like, oh my gosh. Like, they're like, we need more fruit and vegetables tonight with dinner. So that's the kind of thing. And like, you know, we tell the kids to go grocery shopping with your parents, pick out stuff, cook with them, you know, get your exercise. The NFL Play 60 is part of our Kids Heart Challenge, where we want kids out exercising at least 60 minutes a day. And I think that's how we're going to beat this thing. You know, at least one of the ways we are.
Well, with 80% of it being preventable, we can always use a little guidance, a little help. And when we go to your website, I know that you have everything from exercise tips to diet information and recipes.
That's correct. Heart.org is a great resource. Tons of free information on there. You can really find it all. And there is really good information. I would recommend people check out Life's Essential 8. That's the new updated. It used to be Life Simple 7. But like I said, we've added the sleep option to that. We need to sleep more, folks. It is leading to higher rates of cardiovascular disease and stroke because we're not getting enough rest. Put those phones down at night, maybe even leave it in the kitchen or something, so you're not checking it during the night. Get the 7 hours plus of sleep if you can. But Life's Essential 8 is a great tool. And even if you can't execute all 8 of those, they are pretty easy steps. But if you can only do a couple, you know, just pick a couple, and you're going to live a longer life. It's proven.
Well, we just mentioned heart.org. And if you'd like more information about anything that we talk about today, heart.org, wherever you hear this, is where you will go to find out more about your local chapter, but also their events. And we've got a big one coming up here in Wilmington. The Tubman Garrett Park on the riverfront is the location. And it's Sunday, October 9th, and it is the American Heart Association's Wilmington Heart Walk. And we're going to talk a lot about that as we get going. But my guest today, David Morris, the executive director of the American Heart and Stroke Stroke Association of Delaware, and Mark Mumford, Chief Executive at Nemours and the Heart Walk Chair this year. And research, again, let's talk about research, because that, I know, led you, Mark, into getting into your work with the American Heart Association.
Yeah, and, you know, we're really excited at Nemours to be sponsoring and be part of this Heart Walk. And the funds that are being raised are going to go into research. And I do have a special spot in my heart for the research that's being done. You know, I got a daughter that was born with a fairly large hole in her heart. And at the age of two, they were able to go through with a catheter and put a patch onto that heart and basically save her life. And, you know, before, you know, if it had been 20 years earlier, they would have had to do open heart surgery, right? And which can create all kinds of complications and so forth. But, you know, the research that's been done to figure out how to do that effectively, training the doctors, providing that ultimate care. Today, you know, she is a healthy, vibrant young lady, and we couldn't be more proud. And so, you know, I want to always do what I can to give back and to make sure that the next generation has even better care. And, you know, you shared your story earlier about, you know, your cardiac event. And, you know, right after I moved here to Delaware, I had a cardiac event. I woke up in the middle of the night and I had an AFib episode, and a fairly severe one. Ended up in the emergency room, and they had to defibrillate it to reset the heart. And look, I consider myself healthy. And as David pointed out, you know, this can happen to anyone. And so, you know, having the care, making sure people have access, you know, just like I did, to great physicians, great facilities that were able to, you know, take good care of me. That's what we want for everyone. And, you know, at Nemours, you know, we are dedicated to that mission and making sure that our children, you know, have the best care, that they have the right education for their families to make the right decisions for their children.
I've spoken to some of your physicians and some of the other caregivers there at Nemours as we were preparing for the Radiothon, the Help Our Kids Radiothon. And the cardiology department, everybody was singing the praises of that particular division, because Nemours, of course, they have that holistic approach to every child. And so a child might be in there being treated for, maybe they're in the oncology department, but they are seeing the cardiologists and the nutritionists, and it's an amazing place.
Yeah, thank you. You know, we think so too, and we want to make sure that we continue to be, you know, even better. And, you know, the funds that are going to be raised here going back into research will help us do that. You know, at our cardiac center today, you know, we have, we treat 20 different congenital conditions, and we are ranked as one of the best here in the region. And, you know, with the advances that we have today in imaging, our Nemours fetal cardiologists, they're able to diagnose a congenital heart defect as early as 12 weeks into pregnancy. And, you know, a lot of times then we can begin to prepare, right? We understand what we need to do for that baby when that baby is born. So really having that early and accurate diagnosis allows that team of specialists to develop that comprehensive care plan before the child's, you know, even born. And so it's quite amazing. And we have an advanced delivery program here at Nemours. And what that means is, if, you know, the mother is pregnant and, you know, has a baby that's going to need immediate care, she can deliver that baby right here at Nemours. So, you know, you think about that, you know, the speed of which we're able to treat that child, reducing the risk from transport, and giving, you know, starting right away on a care plan for that baby. We are really proud, you know, of that advanced delivery program here. And we're very proud of the cardiologists and cardiac surgeons that we have here that can provide that optimal care for the mothers and the team that can provide the optimal care for the mother here at Nemours.
I'm so glad you mentioned that, Mark. That what a game changer, really. That's really inspiring work that your team is doing there. And some of the stories that we've heard from families whose, you know, children were really saved because of this. It's really amazing. You know, Nemours Children's Hospital, they have some of the best children's physicians in the country or the world. And the fact that they're right here in our backyard here in Wilmington is huge for us. I think you'd be hard pressed to find any family or patient that's ever visited Nemours that did not have, you know, really just the best experience ever. And I'm speaking from my own personal experience with my children. So really just really fortunate. And the fact that, you know, Mr. Mumford and his whole team, everybody that works there are not only just so great at what they do on in their day jobs, but also the amount of time that they give back to the community as well through things like the Wilmington Heart Walk and, you know, just not even just the American Heart and Stroke Association, you know, so many, we really just have such a great benefit from them calling Delaware home. So I really appreciate you guys.
And that is enough love on Nemours, because let's point out that the American Heart and Stroke Association is doing a fundraiser, and part of, and as you mentioned it, Mark says it, money is going towards the research programs that made the catheterization program that delivered my stents and your daughter's heart repair, that recognized and come up with treatments and medications that help David with his hypertension. All of this comes through research, and it takes a heck of a lot of money to do that. So do you want to talk a little bit more about that and where the funds go? And then let's talk about the walk itself, because it is right here upon us.
Sure. I mean, we are a research-driven organization, as you guys have mentioned. We've actually made awards in excess of $5 billion now in our soon-to-be 100-year history. Coming up, and we'll hit 100 years in 2024, which is really exciting for us. But there's a lot more that we do too. You know, you talked earlier, Laura, about, you know, our kids programs, our public education efforts, our training, our partnerships. You know, we have very strong partnerships with all six health institutions here in the state of Delaware. We advocate for healthier public policy. You know, we are the first state in the nation to develop a statewide hypertension control network, where we've made it our goal to bring 70% of Delawareans' blood pressure within the AHA's guidelines. Also coming out soon, we will be rolling out a statewide food rescue program, where we're going to be working in conjunction with the Food Bank of Delaware and 412 Food Rescue to deliver healthy food rescue, nutritious food rescue to tens of thousands of Delawareans around the state to get them eating the right foods. All of this comes from the support of great folks like Mark and everybody at Nemours and the thousands who will come out and support us at the Wilmington Heart Walk on October 9th. You know, it takes a village. We are a volunteer and champion-driven organization. And, you know, this year we've set a very ambitious goal to raise over $400,000 through the Wilmington Heart Walk. And it's thanks to great people around the community coming out, supporting us. And every dollar counts. It really does.
And so let's talk about the walk itself. How do we participate in it? Do you want us individual? Do you want us as teams? Should we bring the family and the pooches? What should we do?
Absolutely. Everybody's welcome. We want everyone to sign up. Visit heart.org/Wilmington Walk, heart.org/Wilmington Walk, or you can find us on all social media at AHA Delaware, or visit us at heart.org/Delaware to find details. But it is free. There is no cost for anyone. A lot of times these walks do carry a registration fee of some sort. The walk itself is free. Of course, we'd love people to make a gift to support it. It is a family-friendly event. It's a good time. there's music, there's food, that we have all kinds of vendors. There's a 5K route. Some people run it. They go to the front, they run it. It's not an official time 5K, but we have a lot of runners that come out. But then others just decide to come out and walk. They bring the whole family. Like you mentioned, the pooches, Laura, we got lots of dogs out there. That's pretty fun. I'm a big dog guy. You know, we've got treats for them. So bring the dogs if you'd like to get some treats. You know, there's entertainment. It's a great day. It's a great morning. You know, again, we want to get as many people out there together to show our support. And, you know, the other cool thing too, is that there's a survivor route. That's 1 mile. My mother is a survivor too. She's waiting. She will be getting a valve replacement in a couple of weeks through a catheterization. Like Mark mentioned earlier, that's been developed through research from the Heart and Stroke Association. Previously, she'd have to have her chest broken open, an open heart surgery. It's really remarkable what we've been able to do. My mom sets a goal every year to get herself worked up to at least be able to do that survivor mile, if not the full 3.1 for the 5K. It's just a great way to like honor, recognize loved ones, those in memory of, or just come out. And we want companies to participate too. I mean, you can bring your whole company. I mean, really, this is a great thing for the community.
Nemours is going to be there.
Yes, we're going to be there, the team, in full support. And look, if people haven't been to the Tubman Garrett Park right there on the riverfront, we really are blessed with a beautiful setting. And I've done it the last couple of years. And as David mentioned, it is a spectacular event and it is family friendly. And everyone, I guarantee, will have a good time if they come out. So please come out and support it. We're expecting over 5,000 Delaware residents to be out there. So it's going to be a party, and the more the merrier.
I think it's awesome that Nemours actually fields a team. And you've done this for, do you walk with them?
I typically do. This year, I'm not going to be able to make it. I'm actually going to be in Hawaii doing the Ironman. So, but my team will be out there and representing Nemours and supporting this great event.
Wait a minute.
Go ahead, sorry.
So Mr. DFib and Chairman is going to be in an Ironman?
Yeah, the World Championships. They're in Kona, Hawaii, and looking forward to it. This will be my sixth time there in Kona. But I am sad that I will be missing the Heart Walk.
Well, but what an amazing tribute to your recovery from what could have been a fatal heart incident. And so how will we recognize your team? How will we know that they are the Nemours team?
So we've got great T-shirts. We'll be marked out in Nemours. I think they're going to be purple this year. And look for the purple shirts with the Nemours logo on it. And the other way to recognize it, they will all be happy and having a great time.
David, do you want to speak on this amazing recovery that Mark has had and how we can become healthy people? You know, heart conditions do not mean the end of a great, productive, and fulfilling life.
Yeah, that's a great question. So, you know, I think it's a tribute to the sort of Mark's physical status when it occurred, right? You know, I think that leads to greater recovery. You know, we also, you know, thanks to some of the advancements, and I'm sure the, you know, the training that his great, you know, physicians had, I'm sure it helped a lot. But I think the important thing to note is that, you know, as Mark mentioned, this is his sixth one this year. So it's not like he wasn't in good physical shape previous to his cardiac event. So I think that's the important thing for us to remember, that, you know, I, even before, you know, my mother's incident years ago, you know, just always thought about this heart disease with old men. You know, it's not just old men, you know, it can really affect any of us. And I think that that's why it's important to learn about it, to know what you can do to prevent it, and get involved with us. You know, you won't regret it.
I do represent that old man though. Yeah, but you're exactly right. I mean, look, I had supraventricular tachycardia back when I was 14, 15 years old, right? So, you know, heart disease and heart issues occur at any age. And that's why it's really important for us to make sure that we continue to advance the care that we're able to provide. Look, I had an ablation for the SVTs and haven't had any since then. And, you know, think about that. That's allowed me to live, you know, an active life. If we didn't have that technology, I wouldn't be able to do that. So, you know, please come out, support us, and let's continue to advance all this great work.
And I'm going to assume that this is also a great opportunity for you to educate us and teach us a lesson or two about knowing our numbers and living a healthy life when we're not walking around beautiful Tubman Garrett Park.
Yeah, that's correct. I mean, that's one of the big things with the Life's Essential 8, Laura, and probably something that I was missing out on for a while there. You got to know your numbers. You know, it's good that we may be sort of coming out of the pandemic. Hopefully people are seeing their primary care physicians more often. You know, it's a little bit of a pain, but when they write you that script to do the blood work, please do it. Get to know your numbers. That's one of the easiest ways. And keep an eye on your blood pressure too. I mean, hypertension it's the silent killer for a reason. And, you know, we want people to know their numbers because that way it can be treated very easily, whether that's through diet or a simple medication that you take and it turns around right away. So that's a really good point, Laura, and something that we all should keep in mind. But I want folks to know that the Woman's in Heart Walk is not about us being preachy about this thing. You know, it really is about celebrating. And celebrating our survivors and all these incredible companies that are supporting us and making our work here in Delaware a success. Please don't think that you're going to come out and get an hour-long lecture from Dave Morris about how to live a healthy life. You know, that's a very small part of it. You know, we want people to come out and have a good time and join forces with us and help us save lives in Delaware.
And have a good time doing it.
And have a good time doing it. Can I add one other thing to that? So, you know, staying healthy and staying active doesn't just help your heart, but it helps your overall health. And I was reading something over the weekend that if you walk every day, and I think it's 8,500 steps, your dementia risk drops by 50%, right? So it's, you know, stay active. And by staying active, you know, it's just going to lead to a much healthier life.
Yeah. And do something you like. That's another piece. I mean, Mark likes Ironmans. That's crazy to me. I'm not going to, you know, if I try to do Ironmans, I'm probably not going to stick with it, you know, but if you like to walk, if you don't like a treadmill, if you hate the treadmill, don't do the treadmill. Find something you like and find a buddy. I mean, that's another good tip too. Don't force yourself to do something you don't like to do because you're not going to want to stick with it. Maybe it's racquetball. Maybe it's tennis. Who knows? But I think that's a good tip too. Yeah, good point there. And that's amazing about the dementia thing, Mark. Thanks for sharing that.
Hey, if you would like more information, again, go to heart.org. That's where you'll find Life's Essential 8. You'll find tips. You'll find information. You'll find out how to reach out to the American Heart Association for the programming that they offer. We didn't even get into the CPR classes. We didn't talk about a lot of things that they are available to come and talk to you, actually, to find out more about their Kids Heart Challenge, too. It's all there at heart.org. And, of course, so is the big Wilmington Heart Walk. That's Sunday, October 9th, starts at 8 o'clock in the morning. Registration opens then. It's at Tubman Garrett Park on the riverfront. And register in advance. Just go to heart.org/Wilmington Walk. FYI, if you're hearing this and you're not in Delaware, go there and you'll be able to find out more about the activities in your area from your chapter. That's heart.org. We are out of time. The 2-minute warning, gentlemen, take us home.
Well, thank you so much, Laura, for having us. Thank you to the amazing folks at WJBR and all your partners. You guys are just really great champions for us and helping us save lives here locally. So we appreciate you so much. And thanks for helping us spread the good word.
Mark, tell us about that heart walk. Give us the reason to come.
Yeah. Look, come out to support a great cause and also come out to have a good time and help build the community that will continue to advance the care that we all want to see.
And you can't say it any better than that. That is Mark Mumford, chief executive at Nemours Children's Hospitals, and he is this year's Heart Walk Chair. Again, find out more about Nemours at nemours.org. I should have said that earlier. And, of course, the American Heart Association of Delaware, its executive director, David Morris. And thank you both for being on today. Again, nemours.org for Nemours Children's Hospital and heart.org/Wilmington Walk for the walk and to find out more about everything American Heart and Stroke Association. Thank you both.
Thank you, Laura.
I'm Laura Lewis. This has been Focus on the Delaware Valley.